Every night, Benjamin Franklin used to ask a question to himself. What did I do today that added something to who I am? And the next day morning, before starting the new day, he would ask, what good I will do today that will add something to who I am? Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea, my intent with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you just take over life. Let's get started. Today is a Friday. I will keep today's podcast episode small and to the point. I want to share four specific peak performance routines with you, hoping that you will practice these techniques over the next 2 days. Let's get started. The first one is do not fight the flow. If certain things are happening despite of your best effort and you're not able to change it, don't fight it. Don't overthink it. For example, somebody told you, go to bed at 9 p.m. and wake up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. And you try doing that many times, but somehow your biological clock puts you to sleep at 12 o'clock in the night, wakes you up 9 o'clock in the morning. Why fight it? Why not structure the activities, you know, late into the evening and late and starting the activities late in the morning? So structure the activities around things that you know that you are going to fight and you are going to lose. So don't fight the battle that you know for sure you are going to lose. That's the first one. Second one, help someone before you start the day. For many years, I ran an early morning 6 a.m. coaching call. Every day, every weekday, Monday to Friday, every morning, 6 a.m. coaching call. My idea was that I want to start my day by giving my time away to something much bigger than who I am. I fundamentally believe, this is my you know, deep internal belief, that coaching is an amazing thing. It changes people. It transforms people. It takes somebody who has nothing and done the right way, can transform them into a whole different individual. Hence, I think that's a great thing. I think that any activity I engage in is a huge thing. It's a big thing in my mind. How I would like to start my day. Some people start their days with a prayer. Some people start with their days with running and exercising and things like that. I do all that. But then I would like to start my day thinking about someone else, some other individual. That's very powerful. It's an amazing peak performance technique, by the way. It creates a whole different neural pattern in the brain that will carry you energetically throughout the day. It's an amazing thing. The third one, always turn dull acts into full acts. One technique that I used to use back in the day, and I do that now, I cannot do because of the COVID, but every time I used to go to Costco or any place to buy something where I need to look for a parking spot, park my car, and I have to go inside the store for an hour or two to do the shopping, I would usually a dull thing, because you go there, you look for a parking spot, you go inside, buy the stuff, come back. It's just the whole process is a lengthy process. It's a dull thing. But then I turned that into a full thing by taking a book with me, reading my book in the car, committing myself. I'm going to read 2 chapters and then go inside the store, come back, read 2 chapters and leave. Of course, if somebody else is looking for a parking spot, I leave right away, but you get the idea. Now, you take the same principle and apply that to a restaurant or anywhere you go. Park the car, read a book. And that is how I used to finish reading books. Otherwise, I used to buy these books and I would never get time to complete the books. So that is how I started using this technique of, you know, turning dull adventures or dull activities into full-on activities. The next one is clubbing. Clubbing is, for example, doing something else while you are doing the main thing. For example, if I'm driving, I'm listening to an audiobook. If I am driving, I'm coaching someone on a call, coaching call. If I am, exercising, I'm listening to an audiobook. So two activities, they kind of complement each other, but then you club because you can afford to club. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore because I think that the brain cannot multitask. I think we lose out at some level. But then if you're not really worried about really going deep into each thing that you're doing, clubbing would be an option. By the way, this is an optional technique. I'm not asking you to club, okay? Because if you want to take something full on and you really indulge in that activity, I would rather do individual activities with full focus. For example, I would drive to the destination. I'm fully focused on driving. And when I'm static and I'm not doing anything, at that time, I will do coaching or I will talk to my friend or something like that. So I don't want to do both at the same time, if that option is there. I want to leave you with an incredible Benjamin Franklin practice that I did for many years. This completely raised my performance. I think it's going to help you also. Every night, Benjamin Franklin used to ask a question to himself. What did I do today that added something to who I am? And the next day morning, before starting the new day, he would ask, what good I will do today that will add something to who I am? Brilliant. These two questions. I use this routine all the time. That's all for today. Hopefully today's podcast is helpful. If you have a question for me, please text me on the show number, which is 888-818-0404, or call me on the same number, 888-818-0404. Leave me a message. I will use your message as a voice drop in my upcoming episode, and I'm going to answer your question. That's all for now. You have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you early and bright Monday morning. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.